Are you looking for a new way to stay fit and healthy? At Green Life Vitality, we work with you to customize your fitness plan and your nutrition plan. We also teach you how to prepare meals for your busy life. Visit us online at greenlifevitality.com. Use the code AMPRADIO for your free consultation.
AMP Radio.
People just don't see how much work is really involved in this rap shit. I didn't know it. I didn't see it. I never saw it until I
was... Move along. Nothing to see here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Get on him all!
Real good. Let the bang, bro.
Yes, you know me.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of AMP Radio. My name is Proteus. I'm your host for the evening. And of course, as always, we are brought to you by the AMP Radio Network. Tonight, we're here to do Smack My Picks Up, hashtag Down with the Picnic. If you're not aware, if you're a first-time listener, we mean by Smack My Picks Up, we mean this is our pick show. AMP Radio's pick show. And of course, I'm joined by the regular cast of characters. And if you're new to the show, don't worry. I'll bring them in. Just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you are new, we do the picks and we crown a champ every week. And that champ gets a chance to gloat for a couple of minutes and give us the gears. So we'll let you know who won last week after I bring the host in. Just to give you a quick idea of what we're going to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we've got Bellator 201, which I do believe goes off tomorrow night. That's correct. Friday night. We are recording on June 28th, just to let you all in. Goes off tomorrow night. What we're also going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to cover the UFC Ultimate Fighter 27 finale. Just because there's going to be so much going on next week with the big card. And we won't get into that just yet because that's next week. But I digress. Now that I've brought you all up to speed, I digress. Let's go ahead and bring in the hosts. Straight from the beaches of North Carolina, you can follow her at Cam Dora Fox with two X's. The life of the party herself, Pam from North Carolina.
Hi, guys. No helium today. We're going normal. But let me just clarify something. We do not crown a new winner every week. I just let you all borrow my belt. How's everybody?
We're doing good, Pamela. We're doing good.
Oh, my gosh. I was at, let me tell you something real quick. I was at the beach this morning, and oh, my gosh, the dolphins were out, and it's just such an amazing thing when you see them because they're so beautiful and animated. It was just beautiful outside anyway. So I try to go out almost every day, at least an hour before work, so I can get my zen on. And guess what's happening also? I am leaving. A week from today, I will be in Las Vegas for 226.
Yeah, absolutely.
So suck it.
It's the Sam and Sam show, correct?
Yep, the Pam and Sam show.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in Las Vegas next week, you best watch out because they're coming at you.
That's right.
And Pam, I did notice your picture this morning from the beach. I'd like to update myself.
All right, let me...
Speaking of helium, I'm glad Tony got that from last week. That was such a funny moment. If you didn't listen to last week's show, you got to. Pam was on helium for
all right,
part of the show.
There's my
birthday
balloon.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, didn't want
that's
them to
right,
go away.
That's right. so much fun. All right, let's digress again, Pam. We're chewing up time here. Let's bring in the next host.
Okay.
Actually, he's the boss of the show. Follow him at I'm DJ Tony on Twitter. You know him, you love him. He's the boss, man. DJ Tony.
Hey, DJ! Yeah.
What's up, guys? Shout out to, of course, Marco. Shout out to The Zone. Shout out to Luke Thomas, who is doing the great air horn. Shout out to Pam and, of course, Proteus.
What's happening? And, of course, we were the first ones to do the air horn. I'm glad that your boy Luke Thomas is on our level now.
Is that good or bad? I don't know. Is that good or bad? That sounded salty.
Hey, I got a little salt in my beard. Luke Thomas has got a little salt in his beard, so it's all even. Here. Don't worry about it. Here. Anyways, let's bring in the star. Oh, before I bring in the star of the show, Tony, I wanted to thank you very much for your work all week on the MMA Minute. They've been awesome. I want to thank everyone who's listening to the MMA Minute. I know it's only a minute of your time, so I appreciate you all listening to it. Tony works hard on those, so thank you very much, DJ Tony.
You're welcome, and believe it or not, like I've said this before, it's not always easy finding 60 seconds. Therefore, I couldn't even do a show yesterday, but I appreciate it all. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. Listen, guys, I'm going to bring in the star of the show now, and of course, as I mentioned earlier on, I'm doing the Twitter handles here. You can follow him at Maldo Marco. You can hear his voice on MMA Junkie Radio. You can also hear him here every Thursday.
He's from the heart of Texas.
It's Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco. And actually, we are going to the heart of Texas Coliseum. So, yeah, you're not lying when you say deep in the heart of Texas.
That's right.
Also, shout out to Ariel Helwani and his new show, and New York Rick. He took New York Rick to ESPN, man. That is freaking awesome. The fantastic duo got still together, and they're going to pump up 5, 6, 7 hour shows still every Monday. So, good for them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyways, I haven't listened to it yet, so don't ruin the surprise for me yet, Marco. So, as I mentioned, guys, what's that? Yeah, we'll get to that a little later.
Yeah, I just spoiled.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get into Bellator 201, McFarlane versus Lyra. Is that how I say it, Tony? Because she's Brazilian, yes?
She's Colombian.
Colombian. Ooh. Oh, I see that right now. I see the flag coming up in front of my face. My bad. From Colombia. So how do we say her last name?
Lara.
How do we say her first name? Because it has a J in it, so it confuses me.
Alejandra.
Alejandra. Right, that's an H.
Alejandra Lara.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much, Marco. Oh, goodness. All right, so let's throw to it, DJ Tony. To the women's flyweight division we go. All right. Let me go quickly. Just Bellator 201. McFarlane versus Lara will be to take place June 29th, 2018, as I mentioned, tomorrow night, as we record this, at the Pachanga Resort and Casino in Temecula, California. Of course, the event will air live in prime time on the Paramount Network. Pam, we have McFarlane versus Lara. Of course, McFarlane, 28 years of age, is the champion, 7-0, and a minus 405.
Woo!
Wow.
Against Lara.
Wow,
23 years of age. Pretty close record, though. 7-1 at a plus 258. Pammy, I throw to you first. Mm-hmm. What you got?
All righty. Okay. We have Elimelee McFarlane. I love her. She's so adorable. And she just did this photo shoot that's amazing. And her walkout this afternoon was so awesome. But anyway, you know, the weird thing is I could find information about her, but I couldn't find any information about Alejandra Lara. I know that she has three KOs, three subs, one decision, and she has a loss by one decision. you know what, though? I'm going with Ilima Lay, and I was going to take her by decision, but I think that, you know what? No, I'm going to stick. I'm gonna go with Ilima by decision for me.
All right.
Making it short and sweet. But Alejandra Lara. Like you would say, that's a lot of this. So that's, like, you talk like a gang. So that's a lot of money. So Lara.
All right. Say so it. Pam is going with McFarlane by decision.
Yep.
Tony, Pam has been schooling us with pronunciation here. And listen, I was very impressed, DJ Tony, by Lara's interview. I don't know if it was yesterday or if it was today. You know, giving some inspirational quotes. I thought that she was very impressive. And of course, as we know, this is one of your favorite divisions, DJ Tony. And of course, we can definitely cue the music on this one. I throw it to you, DJ Tony. What you got?
Swing. Swing.
Yeah, this, exactly. Swing for sure.
This
can be. Thank you. This entire card can have Careless Whisper on it. But you know me, you guys. Marco will tell you this. I go strictly off talent.
Swing.
And there's a lot of talent with Aleem Malay McFarlane. By the way, any single here, Aleem Malay, do you want to do Aleem Malay? The lion speaks at night? No, okay, maybe it's just me. Get in! All right. So, Aleem Malay McFarlane is really
outstanding.
Aleem Malay McFarlane is really good, you guys. She's a minus 405. She's really underrated, but you know what? Alejandra Lara, she's a good fighter, you guys. Pretty sure. I wonder what Mark was going to say about this line. I would be curious to see what Showtime would say about this line, but I think we're going to see more of what we've already seen. And Alejandra Lara is a good fighter, you guys, but I think Aleem Malay is going to submit Alejandra Lara. Let's just say in the early in the third, Aleem Malay McFarlane,
okay.
Submission.
Third okay. round decision. Or sorry, third round submission. Stop. Yeah, they sound the same in my head. Sorry, I was trying to write it down. And just so you guys all know, before when we're done recapping or picking these fights, I'll recap. I just wanted to make you guys wait a little bit longer for the winner of last week's title. Because apparently we're just keeping it warm for Pam. Anyways, I'm going to go next here, and then we'll close with Marco on the main event here. And then maybe we'll do a spotlight fight of the night here for this particular card, because Pam made sure that she made sure to do all of the fights on this card and is very upset that we're only covering the one. So I apologize to her. Listen, guys, I agree with you both. I don't really know much about Lara, but she's 23 years of age, as I mentioned at the top. She's got one previous win in Bellator at Bellator 190. Via, as Pam was saying, by submission. A lot of wins, a lot of green on her record. The only loss that she has is back, as Pam had mentioned, by unanimous decision. So she's going to be a tough fighter, I think, guys. She's young, she's up and coming, and she might be a test. I'm going to be honest, she might be a test for McFarlane. I think that McFarlane is going to be able to get it done because she is, as Tony mentioned, a very good fighter. And maybe the younger fighter is going to get a little bit more experience here. It's amazing that she's getting a title shot off of one fight in Bellator. But, of course, we don't need to get on to Bellator because, you know, Marco will do that for us. I'm going to take McFarlane by decision as well. I think it's going to be a good fight. I think it's going to be a hard-fought fight. I think that Lara is going to show McFarlane some things. I think that she's going to be a bigger test than we all think. But I'm still going to go with the champ, reigning, defending, and still. Marco, what you got here?
Alternative facts.
What do I have? Not much, to tell you the truth, man. I mean, this car, not the strongest car that I have put up. I wonder what the ratings are going to be, because there's really no buzz for this. McFarlane, by the line, you know, it tells you a lot of what the odds makers think about her talent.
Yeah.
Lara is a serviceable fighter, you know. She only had one fight in Bellator, and she looked good. And they needed somebody to throw at McFarlane for his quote-unquote title fight. Let's not kid ourselves, man. These are not the best flyweights on the women's division in the world. You know, you got the two Shevchenko sisters of 125 in the UFC. And for what we have seen from Shevchenko, Valentina, you know, prior contender at 135, and now, you know, pretender at she's going to get the next title show with Nico Montano, and her sister looking fantastic on the Contender Series last Tuesday. That is the two best 125ers of the planet. So, for what it's worth, I'm going to pick McFarlane. She's the most talented girl. Like I said, Lara, she's a serviceable fighter, but she's not at the talent level of McFarlane. She's there just to be like the lamb to the slaughter. I also going to take McFarlane by submission, but I'm going to pick him early on the third round. Lara's going to give you a spirited fight because she showed herself to be scrappy. But besides that, you know, McFarlane's talent should override whatever impetus will Lara is going to put on the fight and get submitted by Ariana Kesho on the third. So give me McFarlane by submission on the third.
Yeah, rear naked choke. All right. I gotcha. Now, guys, to be honest, there are some notable fights on this card, and I'm not going to point them out right now because I'll let you guys do it. Pam, I'm going to throw to you for a quick spotlight fight of the night here. Do you have a spotlight fight of the night that you would like to put forward for Bellator 201?
I do. I had to take it off mute. I'm in the kitchen cooking at the same time. I don't want you to hear my steak sizzling. I am going my spotlight fight, of course, is going to be Carrie Melendez.
All right.
And I've got her. I think this is, you know, truthfully, I think it's going to be an easy fight for her. Sweet and simple. I've got her first round TKO.
All right. Melendez. First round TKO, and I appreciate that you are a multi-talented person. You can cook and give us your fight odds.
That's right.
Sorry, not your fight
I
odds.
I had my phone in one hand and a plate full of, I made a zucchini fries, Parmesan zucchini fries.
That sounds lovely.
Really good. Oh my God, they look delicious. So I had that in one hand, my phone in the other. I was bumping the oven door closed with my hip. Hey, good to go.
That a girl. I tell you what now. Lots of pictures in my head. All right now. All right. So a good fight here. Okay, 1-0 fighter versus 1-0 fighter. Yeah, exactly. No, I did ask fighting. Paul to ship you up this way, but he refused. Anyways, I digress. DJ Tony, you got
no
a spotlight time. Fight of the night for me?
I do, and it's no surprise, you guys, to the women's flyweight, we are going.
Attaboy.
No surprise to anyone. Mark will tell you there's no surprise at all. Christina Williams, who's a nice, tall fighter, she actually is a pretty talented fighter, really underrated. She will fight Valerie Letourneau, guys.
Yep.
So, and I have an upset here, you guys, believe it or not. I have Christina Williams, not joking, upsetting the beautiful Valerie Letourneau. I think Valerie may have seen her best day, so I'm going with Christina Williams via decision over Valerie Letourneau.
Okay.
Got it.
Marco, I throw to you for a spotlight fight of the night if you have one. If not, I will go next.
I have to have one. Five or one versus Ryan Couture. You know, I'm glad that Ryan Couture is still going at it. He's been on and off on his Bellator, you know, on Ventura now, he's USC Ventura, but he's still, first of all, I met the guy. He's a fantastic dude, you know, taking care of Extreme Couture there on the front door. You know, I guess that pushed him to work from the bottom up. But
that's what she said.
I'm going with Ryan. You know, I mean, Ryan comes for a nice pedigree. You know, when he's on, he's actually a really good fighter. And Sara, for as good as he is, he tends to shed the bed on decision aid a lot. So let me pick Ryan Couture, and I'm going to pick him in a second round submission, just for kicks and giggles. He got a really good ground game anyway.
He does. You're right. Absolutely. And, you know, it would be good for Couture to get a win here. It kind of amazed me that this fight is the co-main event. I think, you know, Sadawad is, as we've mentioned on the show a couple of times, you know, doing okay right now. But that's okay. You can go the other way. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. All right. So to close this out right now, my spotlight fight of the night will be at welterweight, Ed Ruth versus Andy Murad. Just because Ed Ruth coming, he's you know, one of the big names in Bellator right now. He's in there at 5-0. And I don't know. I think we got to keep our eye on this guy. I think Ed Ruth is going to be able to get out with the win here because I think that's what Bellator wants him to do. Maybe second round TKO. Due to overwhelming wrestling game. All right, guys, let's move along to a little bit of Bellator news. I know that Marco, and maybe we'll throw to you real quickly here, you want to talk about the new deal that has gone down with Bellator and, of course, their new streaming service, which is DAZN. You can pronounce that any way you want. And let me just read real quickly from Sean Alshadi's article on this. Apparently, Bellator's tape delay nightmare is no more. The promotion will have a new 5-year, 9-figure distribution deal with, you know, the aforementioned DAZN. And, of course, every fight card that is going to be on tape delay. Yeah, thank you very much, Tony, for giving me the phonetics. You all can pronounce it however you'd like. So the partnership will see Bellator air 7 events per year exclusive on the DAZN. Anyways, I'm not going to try.
But whatever, right?
Yeah. Plus an additional 15 events that will be simulcast in the United States of America, both on the Paramount Network and the aforementioned DAZN. It's all in capitals, so it's got to be, you know.
It doesn't matter!
Anyways. That's right. The events that air via tape delay on Paramount Network will be streamed live on the aforementioned DAZN. So, Marco, I throw to you because this is your topic. You wanted to talk about this. Let's throw to you and get into it.
I got unplugged. Okay, so this on, that song, Super Zone, whatever you're going to call it. The news caught me a little bit by surprise. I mean, it was speculated it was going to be a streaming service. But, first of all, what the fuck is the Zone? The first time I ever heard about the service is when they announced it with Bellator. I know they're kind of big in Japan because, oddly enough, all UFC events are broadcast in Japan by DAZN. Go figure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's kind of known in Canada and Australia and some European countries, but, you know, for the general public here in the United States, it's like, who the fuck is that guy? You know what I'm saying? So we need to take this with a little bit of a grain of salt. First of all, we are used to Bellator being for free, and now they're asking us to go behind a paywall. And certain events are going to be exclusive to this DAZN, especially their temple events. They're going to get away from Paramount slowly but surely. And if a tree falls in the forest and there is nowhere to shit on it, does it really fell on? look, the UFC going to ESPN Plus is not such a big deal because you got the ESPN muscle behind it to promote the shit out of it. You know, you got the Disney company with their billions and billions and billions of dollars doing the promotional push to let you know, hey, you got some UFC fans on ESPN Plus. Plus, a pay will offer you boxing, MLS, and all college football, and all other stuff that people are interested on ESPN Plus. This stuff, I'm going to be honest. First time I've heard of it. And if people, I mean, not even the hardcores, because the hardcores know about this thing. So I'm expecting the casuals to find out about it. And is people willing to pay for Bellator content? And when they went to pay-per-view a couple of times, it was a disaster. And they got names like Quinton Rampage, Nick Jackson, and freaking, you know, Tito Ortiz, and whoever they got. They got some big name value on their attempts of pay-per-view, and they still fell on their face. And now they're asking the freaking general public that they are used to. I mean, we MMA fans are creatures of habit. We're used to Bellator being for free, and now we're not going to get it for free. We have to pay. Man, I don't know. I'm really, really on the fence with this thing. I wish him the best. We don't even know how much we have to pay a month for this thing either. Is it going to be $5 like ESPN Plus? Is it going to be $10? Is it going to be $12? It's a lot of questions that I don't answer. And then they're telling us it's a, what is it, an eight-figure contract? Is it $100 million for 5 years? Is it $500 million for 5 years? I mean, the low end. $100 million for 4 years is $20 million a year. It's a good kind of coin, and, you know, then again, great for Bellator. But compare that to $1.5 billion for 5 years that the UFC gets. So we're talking apples and oranges here. Hopefully it works out, man. But I don't know how to see approach with this thing, because honest to God, I don't like it. I'm used to my Bellator being for free, and if I had to pay for it, I might have to be missing some Bellator shows.
Well, you can always get them on tape delay. Don't you worry. They're always going to be they're displayed on tape delay, so if you want to get them on tape delay, don't worry about it. Tony has done a little bit of research for us, and just to give you a quick idea, Marco, apparently DAZN, if that's how we're going to spell it, we're going to pronounce it, is $20 a month in Canada. So I don't think that's a very good deal for me. To be honest with you, Pam, you're a big Bellator watcher as well as DJ Tony. Let's throw to you real quickly on and your thoughts on this deal. Will you be? Is this something you're interested in? Because everybody seems to be going towards these streaming services, and I'm not sure that we're all made of money here. I mean, it just seems like at every turn, Pam, the MMA fan needs to pay more money to watch MMA.
Okay, well, this is where I'm going to throw in my Spanish word of the day for y'all. Chale. Chale is chale. Slang for like, fuck no. Chale. like Chale Brown. So, no. I have my little ritual on Friday nights where I sit down and I watch Bellator. I don't like Bellator. It amuses me, but if I have to pay for it, I am not going to be amused, because I think there was only one time that I paid for Bellator, and I think it was Emelianenko fight. I think I don't even remember. With Meathead, wasn't that a pay-per-view? Was it? I don't remember, but I know there was one event where we actually paid for it because there weren't any fights on. That's the first, probably, and the only time
you're right,
pay
Pam.
For Bellator.
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt, Pam. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that was a Chael / Vanderlei and Meathead versus Billy Nemko.
Yes. Okay,
that's right. The pay-per-view. Yeah.
And it was, I think it was, what, like $35, something like that. I mean, and it was fun for one time only, but for a monthly thing, no. No, that Charlie, no. Nope.
Yeah, okay, so... Tony is giving us some more information here about the service itself. It looks like it's in many countries, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Japan. All four launched in last August. So maybe this is a streaming service that is going to be coming up. They seem to already have some big deals, of course, as I just mentioned. Tony has sent us the information that they have, the NFL. And, of course, they replaced TSN, if you're a Canadian listener. They replaced TSN for UEFA and Europa League. So that's you know, something big. They might have some viewers there. Tony, you got something more to add to that?
I have something to add.
Go ahead, Pam.
Oh, Proteus, you said $20 in Canadian money or Canadian dollars.
Don't start. I don't even want to hear this. Tony, what you got?
No. I was just going to say, what is the difference? I mean, is it more expensive for you than it is for us?
It would be more expensive for us than it would. Like $20 in Canadian is probably like $15 right now. I don't know what the exchange rate is right now, but they would probably charge you about the same, I would assume, because they are looking to make money.
Okay. No, that was my. I was going to make fun of Canadians.
I thought you were going to make a Canadian versus American joke there.
I know. I love my I love my family from the north, but that was just my question. Is how much of a difference was it in you know, as far as dollars for you, for Canadians versus Americans?
We don't use dollars either. That's all right. It's just Canadian dollars versus U.S. dollars. Anyways, I got my Canadian side getting up here.
Even then. $15, man. I mean, ESPN Plus is only $5 a month, and if you pay up front, it is $50 a year. You save $10, so you know they give you two months for free if you pay the whole year up front. So how can you?
Tony is saying that the annual price for DAZN is $150. So yeah, Marco, I think that you got a good point there, but I don't know how much is going to be aired on the ESPN Plus at this moment. So, I mean, let's give it some time. I mean, we got to move on here, guys, because we've got more to cover, but a good conversation about this one, this topic. I enjoyed it. Real quickly, I wanted to stay on the Bellator front and just throw real quickly. Go ahead, Tony. I apologize. You didn't get your chance to talk. What do you got?
Sorry, I'm going to steal this for those that have already listened to the MMA beat, but, I think it was Sean El Shadi. By the way, shout out to that show because they're still keeping it going. But I think it was Sean El Shadi that said this. It might have been Danny Segura, but it's getting really expensive to be an MMA fan, right? So if we have to continue to pay for UFC Fight Pass. Oh, did you? Okay, sorry. The pay-per-views. And now if we have to pay, let's just break it in half, $14.99 a month. For Bellator, I'm not doing it, you guys. It's getting too darn expensive right now to continue to do it, along with our cable and, for me, DirecTV. So if it's going to be that cost, I'm going to have to say goodbye to Bellator, which I love. But so it'll be sad.
Well, again, you can watch it on tape delay, Tony. You don't have to watch it live. If you want to watch it live, you have to pay. It's behind a paywall. But if you want to watch it on tape delay after you know all the results, that's fine. You can watch it for free or on your subscription to the Bellator or the Paramount Network. Anyways, guys, I've been saying this for a while. This is nothing new that the MMA fan is really taxed for their dollars. I mean, we've got so many pay-per-views per month, per year. We've got to pay for a subscription to, you know, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2. I've been saying this on this show for a while. I mean, Sean El Shadi can, go F himself. No, I'm just joking. I love Sean. And, but I want to get some credit over here on this show for saying this for a while now. Sorry, Tony. But let's move along. The big news is Lyoto Machida signs with Bellator, and I want to get you guys to run through this quickly because they got more to talk about on this show, and we're already 36 minutes into it. Lyoto Machida, one of the biggest free agents that we've seen in recent months, coming out and saying, Bellator gave me an offer that I couldn't refuse. Tony, since you're the big Bellator boy, why don't we throw to you first? What you got on this one?
Here's one thing. As you guys know, I don't like listening to other MMA shows because it taints my my thought process. No, it really does, right? Because I start regurgitating what Dave said, and I don't like doing that. And unfortunately, I've been listening to, shout out, of course, to Ariel Helwani, shout out to Luke Thomas. Everyone's done a great job on the new platforms. Unfortunately, I'm going to regurgitate what I heard today on the MMA beat, but I told you guys, I forewarned about USADA, and I think what we're going to find out is maybe people that aren't even dirty just don't want to be possibly tainted, so they're going to make the jump. And if the money's reasonable, I think they're going to make the jump. So that's going to be the sad part. The UFC might lose clean, quality people because they just don't want to take the chance.
So do we think that since we're talking USADA just real quick, Proteus, didn't I send you that picture of Belfort?
Yeah.
Did I send you that picture? Oh, my God. This dude has been taking his vitamins. Am I lying? And I was just wondering, Johnny Hendricks is a free agent now. Or is he a free agent or is he completely retired?
Retired.
Like retired.
We're getting into that. So let's just talk about Lyoto Machida and why he signed with Bellator real quickly, okay?
Okay.
And whenever you're ready, Pam.
Who's next?
Oh, me. I was ready. Well, I had read an article too that said that Bellator offered him, made him an offer he couldn't refuse, and UFC countered that offer. And he still went with Bellator. So I guess Bellator is offering him something that, an offer he can't refuse. And whether it's his supplemental, urine treatments, I don't know. But thank you for him again.
Oh, burn. Yeah. Okay. Marco, let's throw to you. What are your thoughts on this? Because, we have been seeing this, and of course, we'll get into this later because we've got retirements by, Josh Koscheck. We've got retirements by Johnny Hendricks. Anyways, I'm not going to get into it. What do you got?
So I was surprised when I hear Lyoto Machida going to Bellator. Well, his brother isn't there already, so maybe not so surprised. But let's not be fooled that, the USC had the right to match our counter offer. And,
yeah.
I guess they did, and Lyoto decided he wanted to go to Bellator for his own personal reasons. So
was he still under contract?
No.
When
you go to free agency, the UFC still got the right to match during a certain period of time. And he wasn't a complete unrestricted free agent because he just fought Belfort less than a month ago.
Yeah.
So, did you see what was still that 90-day period that where it could match?
Or
give you a better offer.
Okay.
And according to reports, the UFC actually matched the offer. It's not like the UFC is hurting for money, But for whatever reason, Lyoto decided to go to Bellator. I guess he got sour grapes because of the USADA deal, and, I don't blame him. And if the money is good, it's good for Machida. I don't see Machida making a run for another championship ever again. He's 40 years old. And, he looked good against Belfort, but lately everybody is looking good against Belfort, He's getting knocked out left and right. But when it comes to the Chris Weidmans, the Bobby Knuckles, the Joel Romeros, even the Jacarés and the Luke Rockles, I don't see it will pan out pretty well for Machida at this day and age, man. So go to Bellator, have some fun fights. He's a name. Put him and his brother on the same card as a main and co-main event. That'll be freaking cool. Enjoy the sense of your career in Bellator like most of the great name UFC fighters have done. It's not like he's breaking any new ground. We see this happen before. Tito Ortiz, freaking Benson Henderson on the twilight of his freaking career. You name it, they're going. There is rumors that John Farnett might end up in Bellator too because he was just released by the UFC. He got released on good terms, He talked really good things about the UFC. He also got some of the race with USADA. And he got a history with Cocker. He likes the flexibility that Cocker gives the fighters to, do pro wrestling and go to Japan and still fight in Bellator. So if Barnett also ends up in Bellator, good for them, man. Let them finish, have the last chapter of their careers in a company that is going to get them favorable matches.
Okay, so like, just let me comment on this one quickly, guys, and then we'll move on. We have been mentioning this, as DJ Tony mentioned earlier, for the better part of 2 years. That, you know, as DJ Tony had mentioned at the beginning of this USADA experiment, that we should be careful. And I saw recently, I can't remember who it was, but JDS. JDS came out and said, you know, we're guilty until proven innocent. And of course, like you all you guys have mentioned, and as we've mentioned on previous shows, you can't just please don't release the fact that someone has been flagged until you know what is happening. You know, do all the research, do all the investigation, then come out and say, okay, this is what happened, but we've cleared the fighter. Don't come out and say, I want to throw back to another Joe Rogan Experience episode with your boy Robin Black, and the news. Some news had broken that El Cavallo. What's his name? Sorry, I can't. Every time we do these shows, I cannot recall names of fighters. Anyways, and the first thing that Robin Black said, oh yeah, he's 40 years old. He's doing drugs. Absolutely. And I thought to myself, oh, we can't have this in the sport. We can't have, people at the top end of the sport that are getting onto Joe Rogan saying that all of a sudden, oh yeah, because they've been flagged by the UFC, that's definitely because he's been doing drugs. No, we can't have this in the sport. I agree that we need to have testing. I agree that we need to have testing that the fighters don't know about, but I disagree with the restrictions of the USADA system. Something has to be worked out. I've said this many, many times. We need to have a middle ground.
I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
Yeah, just let me finish my thought and then you can get in. We need to have a middle ground between the fighters and the top promotion in MMA. If we don't have that, a lot of people are going to go over to Bellator. It's a much better place. We've said this on the show. Yeah, you know, I said this recently about, fighters going over from the UFC to Bellator. I mean, their bodies look different again. I mean, we've seen it. It's just a fact. Things need to change in the UFC. Thank you very much for bringing in USADA and changing the sport and making sure that the sport is clean, but these guys don't need to tell you where they are every second of the day. Marco.
Okay, talking about USADA, they're in hot water with Serena Williams. I don't know if you heard the news.
I heard that, yep.
USADA shows up, and the USADA guy refused to leave Serena Williams' private property, you know, until she submitted a sample. And the two basically got escorted out by the Serena Williams security. So, yeah, there is a lot of issues with USADA. I mean, I am glad that they are with the UFC because they somehow have cleaned up the sport. I don't think completely, but it's better than it used to be. Because you can tell, you know, some tap butts out there that have shown up all of a sudden. But, there has to be a balance. And there was never an agreement between the fighters and the USC to establish regulation of the testing, and that's always been the issue.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too draconic, but hey, let's not all cry wolf now, because in the beginning we all celebrated
that
you said I was coming into the USC. So yeah,
I know.
In the hindsight, it's always 2020, and we're seeing the issues that we're having now. They can be correctable, and I think they will be corrected when that contract renewal it comes out with the USC, because they might want to discuss the new policy, especially the USC might want to discuss the new policy to renew the contract, because if it's costing them money losing their biggest star to drug testing, we might have an issue, so we'll see when that new contract comes out.
Absolutely, guys. Okay, so great conversation. That lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going to, but that was great conversation. And it's, we covered all the good points. But, guys, I want to go ahead and give the listeners the winner of last week's Smack My Picks Up. It was very, very close. I'm going to be honest with you, Marco. It was so close. Pam, you weren't in the running. You picked a lot of terrible picks last week, but that's okay.
Hey, shut up. I know it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's okay. Marco did too. And you know what? The winner this week, the champion with the belt around his waist, Proteus. For the first time, I think, in 2 years. No one can hear you, Marco. Don't worry about it. No one can hear you over top of the applause that is raining down for Proteus. The only thing that got me the win was the fact that I picked Edwards. And I didn't even get it right. Of course, I didn't pick Decision. But I did pick Edwards in the main event. Thank you.
Do you know, I still have not watched that fight. I still haven't seen
it. Oh, you should. You should. It was a good fight. But as I mentioned in my breakdown of the fight, Cerrone did look a little slower. A lot slower. Marco, you can agree with me, right? He looked a lot slower than Edwards.
I was getting update, my friends were greeting me at work.
Gloating. It's all right.
No, I'm not gloating. I'm trying to bring you into it now. I already did my gloating. I got my weight, my belt around my waist. I don't need to gloat anymore.
Oh, God.
I'm the best.
There's an interim champion. Only that makes you the number one contender. That's only
hey, you know what? I will take the interim title, and I will take it to the bank. Y'all have to come at me now. Anyways.
Hey, your pants are going to drop
along
next week, so enjoy your belt.
I have my pants off. It doesn't matter. I have my pants off. I'm sitting here in my underwear. My pants are off already. Don't worry about it. I'm down.
Oh, God. Too much info.
Yeah, all right. Let me...
move along.
All right, guys. Nothing to see here. That's right. Listen, let's move on to the Ultimate Fighter Finale 27. Cue the music, DJ Tony, whenever you're ready. As I mentioned, the Ultimate Fighter 27. Pam, will you be here for this, or are you flying in the next day?
No, I'll actually be in Vegas already. I'm leaving. I'll be there 10:46 in the morning next Thursday.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, I'm just joking.
Tickets are available. I think I may try to go, because that's on a Friday, right? Right. The Ultimate?
Yes, it is.
July 6th. Yeah, July 6th. Yep.
That's two fights, back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so listen, quickly. The Ultimate Fighter 27 finale, the Ultimate Fighter Undefeated finale will be held on July 6th at the Pearl Theater at the Palms Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guys, I think what we're going to do on this one is cover the main event. If you got a spotlight of fight of the night, that's fine as well. But we're going to cover the main event, because the media has really been pushing Israel Adesanya, and of course he's fighting MMA junkie favorite Brad Tavares. Let me give you the breakdown. Brad Tavares, 30 years of age, 17-4 against your boy Israel Adesanya, 28 years of age, 13-0. Pam, of course, this is going to be contested in the middleweight division. To you, we go. What you got?
Okay, so I am winging this one, because I told you I thought we were doing this for next week, but that's okay. So you have Brad Tavares, who's a striker, fighting out of Las Vegas, blah blah blah. Ah, man. But then again, on the other hand, you've got what's it, Israel? What's his name? Adesanya.
Adesanya.
I don't know how
the
you say it.
Adesanya,
who is being hailed as like the new John Jones,
the next
mini version of John Jones, right? And fight. I think he's an interesting fighter. I want to say that Brad Tavares is going to be a little bit more experienced, but I think Israel He's a little crafty motherfucker, man. That dude is like the Matrix, the way he moves and bends and things like that. I want him, man, in my heart, I want Brett Tavares to win, but I think Israel is going to take this. And I'm going to say decision. He's going to take it by decision.
Okay, so you're taking Israel by decision. All right.
I mean, I hope he doesn't, but I think he's going to, yeah.
Yeah. Marco, just to throw it out there, your audio was great, but just let's next time when we come to you, just pull that microphone right up to your face. DJ Tony.
Do you have the odds on this? Do we have odds
on
this one?
Hang on. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Pam, for reminding me, because there are updated odds right on this fight. Tavares is now at a plus 150, and Israel Adesanya is coming at us at a minus 170. So the odds makers, DJ Tony, are in the favor of the style, the last style bender. You know, as Pam said, maybe the quote-unquote next John Jones. What you got?
You know, I am prone to hyperbole. There's no doubt about it. And I do drink the Kool-Aid, especially an up-and-coming fighter, let alone a fighter from Nigeria. But he's 5 inches taller, you guys, and has a longer reach, too, by, I think, 3 or 4 inches. So, and if you look at Brad Tavares, the way he's been fighting, at least in his last 10 fights, he's become nothing but a striker. I mean, that's all he's become. He had an early sub early in his career. He's been a striker for the most part, at least in the latter part of his career. I see this going bad, guys, and I see this going bad for Brad. And the reason for that is the height and the reach and the quickness of Israel. So I'm going with Israel Adesanya, and I'm going with second round, early finish in the second round by Israel TKO.
Okay. Okay, Marco, of course, as I mentioned, as Pam had asked for the odds, those are from Five Dimes. I'm going to throw to you, Marco, because I want to see what you have to say here, because I think maybe everybody's sleeping on Brad Tavares here.
Well, I'm not sleeping on Tavares, but I don't think he's as talented as Adesanya. Adesanya's kickboxing record is outstanding. You know, the guy was totally undefeated, and he's an knockout artist. We have seen what a sniper he is, how athletic, how versatile his striking is. Now, we haven't seen too much of his ground game. You know, he was in a little bit of trouble his last fight where he went to the decision. And Brad Tavares is not as loud as a wrestler, you know, training out of a string couture. He's Hawaiian, he's a scrappy. If he stayed on the feet, Tavares is going to have a bad day. You know, he's a good striker, but he's not at the level of Adesanya. Adesanya is virtuoso when it comes to striking. A la John Gerard Anderson Silva, when he first came into the UFC, you know, he can make people look stupid. Like, Adesanya is that kind of a striker. Now, if Tavares want to make it a grinding fight and just make it a grapple fuck, might be his only way to win the fight, and that will test, you know, his cardio as well as Adesanya's cardio, because this is a five rounder. All that said, I'm riding with the Kiwi. You know, he might be from Nigeria, but he resided in New Zealand, and we got a good crop of fighters out of coming out of New Zealand and Australia. You know, enter Bobby Knuckles, so. Yeah, I'm riding with Israel Adesanya. I think he's going to be able to dictate the pace of the fight, you know, with his footwork. And he's going to start marking up Tavares, and Tavares is going to get frustrated. He's going to keep mostly on the feet, and eventually Adesanya is going to find the punch or the kick that is going to put Tavares down. Give me Adesanya on a third round KO, TKO.
Okay.
Bobby Knuckles!
All right, guys. I'm totally going to disagree with you guys. I think that Tavares is in the position that he's in for a reason. I do agree that Asanya is very talented and could be something in the future. But I don't think that he's, you know, at the level of Brad Tavares. If Brad gets sucked into Israel's game, of course, he could get really, really hurt. I do agree. But I think I'm going to take Brad Tavares. He's going to have the big punching power. And as long as he doesn't just rely on that big punching power, Brad Tavares can set something up and catch Israel Adesanya at some point. Or, as you guys had mentioned, take him to the ground and take him into deep waters, as we like to say in MMA. I'm going to take Brad Tavares. I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him pretty early, actually. I feel like Israel is going to be there. I mean, I know he's taller and he's got that range, but I don't know if he's using it to the best effect against somebody who's going to push in and really be the bigger fighter. And I think Tavares is going to be able to connect. Second round KO for me. All right, guys,
wow.
Let's go real quick.
I know
we've got...
Shout out to my genetic makeup.
Wow. That is very ballsy.
Yeah, man, but you know what? Guess what? That's why I'm the champ right now, because I went against everybody else.
Right now.
Let me just flex my muscles again. I'm actually flexing right now. You could take a picture of this right now. You could see my guns. With the belt.
Your gun?
Right over my
one
shoulder.
Gun?
I took it off from my waist. I put it on my shoulder. All right, Tony. Thank you very much. All right, guys. So
all right.
Let's do a spotlight fight of the night. If you've got one, let's do a spotlight fight of the night. We know what Tony's is going to be. Anybody else got a spotlight of fight of the night? Marco, spotlight fight of the night. Tough finale.
Give me Roxanne Mataferi versus... I can't say her last name. To say my name, say my life.
Honchak.
But I'm going to pick Roxanne Mataferi. Honchak, yeah. I'm going to pick Roxanne Mataferi. I mean, she did fall for the title. She was the number one seed on the Ultimate Fighter bracket out of the 16.
Yep.
And she's the most improved fighter that any women weight class. We used to know Roxanne Mataferi as a grappler, and that was it. Ever since she's been training at Extreme Couture, she has become a really, really good striker. And she got tons of heart. And because I'm biased and I like Roxy and I want to see her win again, give me Roxanne Mataferi by decision.
Okay. And I agree with you. I mean, who doesn't want to see Roxy come through? I mean, after all of the things that she's been through, I mean, what has she been on? Like two Ultimate Fighters? Like, come on, let's get her going here, and let's hopefully she can get some momentum behind her. Pam, what you got? Spotlight fight of the night for the Ultimate Fighter finale that you might be at. Let's remember that.
I like Bruce Leroy. I like Alex Cutler.
All right, let me.
That cracks me up every time. Okay, so Pam is taking Casera. So what are you taking them by?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You know what?
Go on a limb. Gun to the head.
Out on a limb. Let me see. Let me check them out. Let's touch out
a guinea pig. What do you got?
Let's do a three-rounder. Let's do second round, some kind of funky submission.
Sub. Okay. Tony?
And no, those are my words. Funky submission.
I got it. Funky. I put it down there.
Okay. Funky.
Don't you worry.
Funky,
don't you worry.
Funky.
Every time you guys put something other than submission, I put it down just in case. Tony, what you got?
Guys, it will be no surprise.
I knew it.
Since I am a huge Rachel Ostovich fan, and we follow her at Rachel Ostovich, but she will fight the lengthy and actually very attractive Montana De La Rosa. I will take Montana De La Rosa with a second round submission late in the second over the beautiful Rachel Ostovich.
All right. Sorry, late second round. Submission?
Submission. Second round submission.
Submission.
De La Rosa over Ostovich.
Yeah, sorry. I just... Oh, wow. Easy there. Easy. And there it is. I'm going to take the curtain jerker. I'm going to take the names that no one can pronounce. I'm going to take Gerald versus Oscar. Look at guys. I think this is going to be a good fight for the curtain jerker. Both guys, you know, hard and grizzled. Yeah. Veterans. I think this is going to be a good fight to start off the card. Of course, this is all just on Fox or TSN, whatever you've got. And I'm going to take Gerald. GM3 is his nickname, by KO.
Right on.
All right. Guys, I think we covered the UFC news. I think we covered the UFC. I'm going to do it, Marco. Don't you worry. I'm going to flex my muscles again right now. I'm going to throw my belt back over my shoulder. I'm going to do it. Do it, do it, do it. Anyways, guys, we got to get out of here because we're 2 minutes over time. Listen, I think we covered the UFC news. We got Johnny Hendricks retiring. We also got your boy, Josh Koscheck, retiring. I don't think Josh Koscheck is retiring.
I thought he was retired.
Well, he broke it. He broke it. You know, he's telling us that he's officially retired. Maybe he's trying to get out of his UFC contract as well. And just so y'all know, I said this originally. I said this is a good way. When Mirko Krokop retired from MMA, I'm just going to pull this back. You go back in the tape so you can hear me say it. I told you guys, this is a good way for the people in the UFC to get out of USADA. Go ahead and retire. And then move over to Bellator where you can do all the effing drugs you want because you know when those tests are coming. But I digress. Pam, do you got a Twitter follow at all of the week?
Well, you know what? Follow Sam because the Pam and Sam show is going to be
Sam
on and full force on Thursday. So
oh,
Samantha
right.
Gypsy on
Joey
Twitter.
Back in the mix again.
Yep. Samantha Gypsy on Twitter.
Sorry, I was talking over you. I apologize. I hope we get Joey Diaz back in the mix again there. Maybe we get
some female action.
Shout out to Team Alpha Male.
Yeah, I'll be stopping by the studio, by the Junkie Studio Friday morning.
Absolutely. Get that done. And, of course, we have to mention, you know, Gorgeous George told us there's going to be some changes to the Junkie model again. But that's okay, guys. As I mentioned, of course, on this show already, they'll be fine. They're going to do a podcast. It's good, man. It's all good. DJ Tony, you got a Twitter follow of the week?
Absolutely. Obviously, we're all Bullet Valentina fans, so shout out to Valentina Shevchenko at Bullet Valentina. But how about giving a shout out to her taller, lengthier sister, Antonina, which, of course, her name would be Tony. So shout out to Antonina Shevchenko, and we follow her at Antonina Pantera.
Outstanding.
Well, guys, I'm going to go ahead and give a big shout out to our girl at Green Light Vitality, Sarah. And of course, it's not a Twitter follow, but it's an Instagram follow. She put a nice picture up of all the hard work that she's been doing over the past couple of months to get her body back in shape. So go over there at Green Light Vitality. Follow her on Twitter. She's very active, and she puts up a lot of inspirational photos of people who have done the work to get into shape. But she also puts up simple exercises that you can follow along in your regular life. Marco, get us out of here. Close the show.
Yeah, before I close the show, I'm going to do the PFL 30 seconds.
Let's do the PFL minute. I throw it to you, Marco.
It's going to be the PFL 30 seconds. Guess what? They've been recognized for names here as Jake Shields, Khabib Nurmagomedov's brother, Abukat Sir Nurmagomedov, something like that. Ricky Story is in this fight. John Howard, Eddie Truck Gordon, recognizable of them from the UFC. It's going to be entertaining. Just watch. Now, let's close the show. Let's get you out of here, guys. So, my guilty pleasure this week has been watching the second season of Luke Cage on Netflix. You know, I'm into this superhero freaking shows on Netflix. Don't ask me why. Follow Produce at Produce. Follow Tony at IMDJ Tony. Follow Pan at Pandora Box. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Rate and review at Snacklehead. It's a live week of fight this weekend. Watch Bellator tomorrow. Try to watch the LFA if you have some time. And we're going to leave you guys. Catch you next week. Enjoy the fight.
And just like that, Pammy,
we are out of here. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, bye-bye, motherfuckers.
All right, let me...
You're so crazy. Who's laughing?
Me. All right, let me...
You're a goof.